It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Kim Jong-un has responded to Donald Trump's threats to destroy North Korea and his juvenile description of Kim as Rocket Man on a suicide mission with equally bombastic rhetoric. In a statement carried by the state news agency, Kim called the U.S. president's speech mentally deranged behavior and said that Trump is, quote, unfit to hold the prerogative of supreme command of a country. He added that Trump was a, quote, rogue and a gangster fond of playing with fire, adding he would make Trump pay dearly for his speech calling for destroying the DPRK. He also called the president a dotard. A quick dictionary check shows the definition as an old person, especially one who has become weak or senile. North Korea's foreign minister says the country could test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific as a countermeasure to Trump's threat in his UN speech. The Republican Party's latest attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare has now come under fire from the Medicaid directors of all 50 states. A statement issued by the National Association of Medicaid Directors late Thursday said the Graham-Cassidy bill, which would repeal Medicaid expansion, would place a massive burden on states and, quote, constitute the largest intergovernmental transfer of financial risk from the federal government to the states in our country's history. They also said the bill's requirement for states to create brand new health care programs by 2020 would not be feasible without federal funding to support such activities. Quote, any effort of this magnitude needs thorough discussion, examination, and analysis, and should not be rushed through without proper deliberation. The health care bill is expected to be put to a vote on the Senate floor next week. As we get closer to the September 30th deadline for passing this bill, late-night TV hosts are piling on with real, good information. Jimmy Kimmel spent a good part of his monologue explaining why the bill is so awful for the third night in a row.
All of these very reputable organizations, American Diabetes Association, American Medical Association, American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, the list goes on and on. All of these groups populated by doctors say this healthcare bill is bad. They're against it. We haven't seen this many people come forward to speak out against the bill since Cosby, okay? So they claim, as the president did, it protects people with pre-existing conditions, but it doesn't guarantee them protection. All you need to know is this. This is how the vice president himself dodged that question this morning on Fox and Friends.
You have folks like Jimmy Kimmel. They're worried about the pre-existing condition thing because right. This will be up to the governors to decide how the money's dispersed, who gets coverage. Every state will determine what's best for their folks. But with that, can you guarantee that these governors will make sure pre-existing conditions are covered?
Thomas Jefferson said, government that governs least governs best. I mean, the question that people ought to ask is, who do you think will be more responsive to the health care needs in your community? Your governor and your state legislature, or a congressman and a president in a far-off nation's capital?
Is neither an option? Because I would pick that. I'm pretty sure, by the way, I think he just told us we can't trust the president.
Seth Meyers noted that the GOP leadership killed a Lamar Alexander, Patty Murray bipartisan effort at an attempt to shore up the Obamacare markets.
Democrats and Republicans actually were getting close to a bipartisan solution that would have fixed some of the problems with Obamacare while keeping the bill largely in place. But GOP leaders decided to blow all of that up in favor of yet again another last-ditch effort to repeal and replace Obamacare.
A health care Hail Mary. The president pushing Republicans to not let this Obamacare repeal fail.
This is the Graham-Cassidy bill. This really, for all intents and purposes, the final Hail Mary here for Republicans on health care.
Republicans pushing ahead with a Hail Mary plan, this Hail Mary option.
They're referring to it as a Hail Mary, essentially.
There's the last-ditch, furious Hail Mary effort.
Of course, if this thing passes, a Hail Mary might be the only health care option some people can afford.
And Stephen Colbert explained that states that opted into Medicaid expansion would lose money, while those that didn't would be rewarded.
Now, here's how the plan works. The plan takes the money from Obamacare's Medicaid expansion that 31 states opted into about 5 years ago or something, and turns that pool into a new pool of money that gets redivided into block grants to all the states, whether they opted in 5 years ago or not. So that means states like my home state of New York loses a lot of money, while my home state of South Carolina would get a lot of money. So half of me is totally on board with this. The bill's sponsor, Lindsey Graham, explained it this way.
I like Massachusetts, I like Maryland, I like New York, I like California, but I don't like them that much to give them a bunch of money that the rest of us won't get.
CNN will air a health care debate Monday night between Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, the sponsors of the Obamacare replacement bill, likely to be voted on next week, and Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar. In the meantime, please follow Jimmy Kimmel's advice.
It's more important than ever to call your senators and tell them not to gut American health care, not to turn their backs on people with pre-existing conditions. Call him or her. Encourage your friends and family to call. We have until September 30th to try to dodge this bullet.
That number to call is 202-224-3121. I got the news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution, as our work is 100% listener supported. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.